My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Why Bloody Valentine mini episode. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi. I quit all nicotine products.
And started picking on me, apparently.
When did I pick on you?
Hi.
No, I'm just having a little bit of fun. I never stopped picking on you. So for me to have started picking on you is untrue.
But yes, 1 week. 1 week clean.
Yeah, 1 week today. I'm not sure that I like it. But I'm sure I'll learn to.
I'm proud of you.
I'm sure I'll learn to be. Well, I appreciate that. And you were very supportive, even though I might have said on the podcast that you weren't supportive of me when I do things. You were extremely supportive.
Thanks.
And it probably made it possible. Because if you would have, like, in those first, like, 2 or 3 days at any point, like, wavered in your support, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, that's permission.
You don't need my permission.
No, but I also, one of the main things that helps me when I do things like that is to tell everyone I'm doing it. So
then you'd have to go around telling everybody
that you failed.
Yeah, yes. That's a good idea.
So I was pretty open, like, telling everybody I was doing it. Like, hey, I'm quitting vaping. So even if they're not, like, the type of people that are going to keep me accountable and be like, hey, I thought you said you weren't doing that, I know
that they're thinking it.
So I told everybody that I'm quitting. Even, like, I waited a couple hours that first day. So it was like 4 or 5 hours just to see, like, where my head was at until I told you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I told you that day, and then I told everybody else that I was doing it, because I think for me, at least, the embarrassment of, like, failing in front of everybody, especially when the failure is just willpower.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm not good at this.
Right.
And I just don't have the aptitude to do whatever. Mm-hmm. The failure was just, oh.
Yeah, you're not, like, not smart enough or
yeah,
something.
It's just that I don't have enough willpower to do it. So I'd be embarrassed. So yeah, I tell everybody that I'm quitting.
That's smart. But that's not your recommendation, I guess.
It might be. We'll see how this goes. I'm having a hard time coming up with a recommendation because
this week sucked.
I've been, like, in a fucking fog all week. It's been so bad. We'll get there, though. First up is going to be homework.
Which you did at the last minute.
Fuck yeah, I did.
I found mine 5 days ago. So mine's an Am I the Asshole? So you have to answer before I read it to you.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to break up my engagement with my fiance that happens to be my stepsister?
Okay, so this guy doesn't want to break up his engagement with his stepsister is what that...
Yes.
All those words mean.
Yes. Is he an asshole?
He's engaged
to a stepsister.
Unless she wants him
he an asshole for not breaking up with her because she's his stepsister?
No, fuck that. It's not his fault that their parents fucking got married. Depends how long, too. I mean, if they've been thick as thieves since they're fucking 10 months. But I'm going to say, at this point, no. Unless she's the one that wants him to break up the fucking engagement, in which case, then yeah, probably.
Okay. So you're saying no?
I'm assuming this is their parents or something, though. So yes, I'm saying no.
Okay. Apologies for the throwaway, but given the title, I was hoping everyone could understand why we want to stay anonymous. I don't care if you don't believe me, but the title is correct. I've been in a relationship with my now fiance for the past 5 years. We are now engaged for a couple of weeks, and she also happens to be my stepsister.
Do we have ages?
28 and 27.
Okay. So 5 years. So 23, 22. Okay.
The problem with this is I've known my fiance for more than 8 years now. The only reason why we are step-siblings is because her father and my mother started to date 3 years ago.
Oh.
Yep. We introduced them to each other, and they got married last year. My mother and her father were both single when we introduced them to each other at her 23rd birthday party, and we never thought a relationship would happen between them because they are worlds apart. introducing the parents is just one of those things that comes with being in a relationship for a while.
Are you fucking telling me these two are together first?
Yes, sir. Neither my father or her mother is alive. We found out about them dating about 7 months into their relationship, and yeah, it was weird as hell. But we decided to just stay out of it, because that's their relationship, and it has nothing to do with us. Everything was sort of okay, but we did keep our distance from them as the situation was still weird. And everything started with weird comments from them here and there. Like, my mother all of a sudden started wanting to talk to me about this pretty girl she works with, or this new girl at the grocery store wanting to introduce me to her. And her father basically did the same, but in a more subtle way, talking about not getting married young, traveling, enjoying life, all that shit. We found this strange, and multiple times we asked them to stop. But everything escalated after I proposed. And that's where they're pissed, to say the least, when we told them. They got visibly angry, yelling at us, asking what people will think. Are we trying to make them look bad? We're siblings. The joke of us dating has gone on long enough, and it's time to break up because we are no longer allowed to date each other because we became a family after they got married. They actually demanded that we call off the engagement and break up because they are tired of how awkward we make them feel and having to hear people behind their back.
I would never speak to them again.
I told them to go fuck themselves. We did nothing wrong. If anyone was discussing it with them.
I am fucking outraged for these people.
Okay. Our phones have been going crazy with all the calls and texting us. They refuse to support us. It will cut us all off if we decide to continue dating, and a bunch of other things that's, you know, not allowed on here. I'll give more information if it's needed, if it's asked, but am I the asshole?
No. No!
Their parents are horrid.
Fucking, yeah, that's assholes. Like when you say boomer, that's what you're talking about. These type of fucking selfish cunts. These fucking cocksuckers. I am furious for these people.
So I tried to trick you a little bit, you know. Am I the asshole for not wanting to break up with my stepsister? But turned it right around, and they are wounded people. Not only are they not the asshole, but they are getting treated very assholish.
They're like...
They were together years before their parents met.
Their parents are threatening to cut them off. That would not be a threat to me. I would be thrilled. Yeah. Never speak to me again.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Like, God knows I've been through the whole, I am fucking tired of my parent routine. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that I would just tell them to fuck off and I would never speak to them again.
I mean, I cut my dad out for less.
Yeah. Fuck you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are so fucking weird, man. Like
those parents, yeah.
A lot of people's parents are like that, though. From that generation, they're extraordinarily selfish. They all think they're the
parents from that generation. They really don't even care when you cut them out either. Like they seem entitled. Like,
yeah, it's like they are the fucking main character at all times.
Yeah,
it's.
But I don't even know that they're that emotionally upset when you do cut them out. Like,
it doesn't seem it.
It's more of a, I don't know, like I said, entitlement.
You're missing
them.
Out.
Right. It's weird.
That's fucking crazy.
Your kid cuts you out. That is a time for self-reflection. You've done something.
Figure your shit out, yeah.
Repair that with
them.
That was
fucking, a lot of these.
Something happened. Like, they don't, kids don't just do that.
The boomer parents fucking do not do that, though.
No.
They think, I don't know what the fuck happened to them. I have no clue, because I don't think
they didn't do
anything
wrong.
Like that. I don't know that the millennial parents are like that. They are the most selfish fucking people. They're the people that leave their fucking shopping carts in the goddamn parking lot. It's never some fucking child that does it. It's always some...
The whole world owes them.
55 to 65-year-old dickhead that thinks everybody should clean up after them.
Yep. Don't want to use the self-checkout because they don't get paid to do that.
Yeah, fucking losers.
Yep.
You scream at the guy asking for your receipt at Walmart like he fucking cares. It's always those people. Always.
The guy screaming at me because it was his job to know that he was out of refills on his medication.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's my job to know that?
Yeah, it's appalling.
Uh-huh. Those people.
All right, so mine's not an Am I the Asshole, but it is from Reddit. Today I fucked up by busting out laughing during a testicular exam because my doctor looked like the guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
What the fuck?
I just thought that's funny. A few months ago, I had an ultrasound on my testicles due to a mass that was in them. They discovered that it was a...
word you can't say.
Varicocele. Varicocele. Dilated veins in scrotum. Apparently, it was bad enough that it warranted a visit to a urologist. So today I saw the urologist, and all was going fine at first. He explained to me what my problem was, how to fix it, yada yada. Then he explained that he would have to do a physical exam. I was expecting that, so it wasn't shocking. Yeah, I always expect that they're going to want to touch your balls if you're having problems with your fucking balls.
Right, like, yeah, just, yeah, of course.
That's great. That's great advice. So he put on his gloves, and I pulled down my pants. He was squeezing, feeling, checking for hernias and all that jazz. When I realized, he looked exactly like Ian Hawke from Alvin and the Chipmunks. He had the same hair, the same glasses, the same low-cut shirt revealing the same chest hair, even a similar face. Now, obviously that alone was funny, but the funniest part was the way my subconscious realized it. Basically, it was looking down at this guy and said in my head, "No way the guy who stole the chipmunks is squeezing my balls right now."
Oh my god.
And I genuinely bursted out into pure hysterical laughter. Zucky didn't get a fucking boner. Now, of course, I was trying to be professional. You don't have to be professional because this isn't, like, your profession.
No.
You just have to, like, you don't be professional in this because what are you talking? He just needs to be professional.
Yeah, you just, I mean, you're in an uncomfortable situation. It's not weird to laugh. It would be weird if he explained this, though. Please tell me he didn't.
Let's see. And was able to stop laughing after a few seconds. But there was no denying what had just happened. Before he even said anything, I said, "Sorry, man, I just thought of something funny that happened to me earlier today," because I wasn't going to tell this guy he looked like Ian Hawke.
Whew.
The rest of the examination went on as usual, and I went home embarrassed. I went to a TLDR, I went to a urologist and started laughing as he was feeling my balls because he looked like Ian Hawke from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That's awkward.
I like this comment. If David Cross came in to touch my balls, I'd say, "Before I came here, I blew myself."
Oh my god.
But I don't think it's so bad because I think a lot of people, that is literally your reaction is the laugh. Even if you don't think he looks like the villain from a fucking
A lot of people laugh when they're uncomfortable.
So I think this doctor has probably seen it before and didn't even consider that it was
not anything. Even like uncomfortable, but like any sort of like situation. It's really strange how often people laugh when it's not funny, like when it's not like a laughable situation, and then you like you get judged for it.
Yeah, how often has something awful happened,
right, and you laugh first?
And but like specifically me have told like a joke immediately. Like I'm fairly certain I said some kind of joke
the night your father died.
Yeah like right when I hung up the phone.
Yeah,
like he's always interrupting because we're watching a movie or something.
Yeah,
man can't let me do anything. But yes, that like humor.
Your brother forgot his urn for Christmas and you're like, he's always fucking late.
But that's how I deal with all my trauma.
Well, a lot of people do. But even like in the moment, like someone, you just find out someone's dead or whatever. It's like you smile, but it's weird. Like you're not actually smiling.
Right.
Your body just reacts weird.
Yeah, sometimes you are, though. Depends who it is.
Oh my god.
So do you have a recommendation? Or a non-recommendation?
I don't think anything super bad happened this week.
No?
No, I don't really have anything. I didn't do much.
Yeah, like I said, I was in a fog most of the week, so I don't even really remember it. WrestleMania was pretty good. I liked that.
I think I went to sleep.
Well, I might, we're going to see how this podcast turns out. I might recommend like recording this podcast this way forever now, because Carolyn is going to be a hybrid worker, so she had to take up a lot of our podcasting space with her workstation.
Yeah, my work from home stuff.
So we're trying to figure out new ways. So if the audio is weird, that's probably why.
And if it is, then we'll change it for next time.
Yes, we will figure this out and figure out the best way, because we have very limited space.
We outgrew this house about 10 years ago.
Yeah, we've been living here about 12 years, so...
We've been living here for 15 years.
Probably closer to 17 years because we moved... Well, 16. Because
I was pregnant with...
My work anniversary is in like 4 days.
And I was pregnant with a 15-year-old, so...
So 16 years. Yeah, that's what I said. Because my 17th anniversary is in a couple days and we bought this house after I've been my current employer for about a year. So, yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway.
outgrew this bad boy like 2 kids ago, so 12
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah, quite a while. So like I'm in bed right now recording this. Carolyn's not. She's in her very sophisticated fold-up chair thingy that rocks. Mm-hmm. So she's not uncomfortable. She's not like...
I can't rock while I'm recording, though, or I get yelled at. So
yeah, because you hit, every voice sounds like this. See, I might fuck that up, though. When I do the levels, I won't realize that I'm doing it, and I'll just mash them all together so they're the same sound. Yeah. So I might recommend podcasting from bed if this works out good. But I think I am going to recommend quitting nicotine if you're addicted to it. Honestly, if you're not addicted to it, I kind of recommend getting addicted to it and then quitting.
What?
Just like, yeah, to have that struggle. Have that struggle in your life.
No, don't recommend. That's stupid.
And builds character.
Take that back.
No, I'm not taking it back. These people don't have to listen to me. But it's good to struggle sometimes. It's good to show what you can do, what you can accomplish.
You could just not get addicted to it in the first place.
That's easy.
That's cool.
That's the easiest route. Not getting addicted to it's simple.
If you never start, you don't have to quit.
Exactly.
So
maybe try it and then quit. Just no. So you know how hard it is.
All right. So you want me to start vaping?
No, not you.
Then... You just recommended it for all the world, but not me. You don't want me to have that type of understanding in my life?
No, and I don't want you to start vaping, because if you fucking start vaping, there is no way I'm not going to start vaping again.
What, you vaped in front of me for years, and I can't vape in front of you?
Yeah.
Just long enough to get addicted to it and quit?
Sorry.
Wow.
Toxic masculinity, but I don't want to start vaping again. All right.
Not good for me.
Do you want to talk about next week's movie?
Not really.
Well, it's a newer movie again. So we watched a movie from 2022. This movie was released on February 9th, 2024. So like 2 months ago.
Dang.
Next week's movie is Lisa Frankenstein.
Is it super colorful?
Super colorful. Like those freaking trapper keepers.
Mm-hmm. You said Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frankenstein.
Are you hot for anyone? Lisa! Does he have more of a basketball bod or a football bod?
He doesn't play sports. I tend to his grave. I'll talk to him.
I wish I was with you.
That's really weird, Lisa.
It's the girl next door. She's very odd.
You're him? I can't believe you're here.
Do you like music?
I have the cure.
Oh,
not that kind of cure. They can't make you better. I mean, they can, but like emotionally.
No, don't cry.
Your tears smell so bad.
Send it back.
No? Not really my style.
When you're in doubt,
Lisa looks good.
She could probably even do pageants if she had congeniality.
Your daughter is a little psycho.
I open my glorious home to an ungrateful little.
I want to help you, but Taffy says it's a waste of time to try and fix a boy. It's better just accept a guy's flaws.
I have an idea.
There are bad people out there.
Come on, Lisa.
It'll feel good.
That hand is going to do terrible things.
You are being admitted.
Inpatient. Lockdown.
Clink the life or the electric chair, but I don't want to die a virgin. You know anything about the disappearance of a student? I'm not making any more comments. You can talk to my lawyer.
Really hope this goth phase ends soon.
So yeah, kind of is colorful. There's a lot of color in that movie.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I'm excited to see it. I've heard good things about it, but other than that, I don't know a whole lot more than that it seems like it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's directed by the daughter of, like, a fucking icon and cult leader, Robin Williams. So this, remember when he led that cult, the fucking Love Has Won cult?
I don't think he led that.
Yeah, he did.
He did not choose to. It was not consensual.
Oh.
And he was dead.
Yeah, that's true. So he couldn't even be like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, like, stop it.
So yeah, this is directed by Zelda Williams, who is just the coolest fucking name. So, we'll see how good it is. Like I said, I've heard good things. Don't know a whole hell of a lot about it. This thing said it came out March 3rd, so even newer than what Google says it is. It's available for free on Peacock.
The cock.
Yep, the cock. Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
Then say goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Carolyn.